This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest, where tonight your Bradford Owls take on the St. Mary's Dutch in a District 9 league game, the home league opener. This is James Patrick, along with Gavin Piscatelli tonight. Gavin, good to have you on board.
Good to be here. You know, Friday night, Bradford Owls basketball at home. Nothing better, especially when you throw in the D9 home opener.
Yeah, indeed. We got the band here tonight. We got a real nice crowd. Owls coming off a beating. Actually, Warren has a very, very good squad, and they took it to us the other night.
Yeah, I mean, that was Warren, maybe one of the top teams of the year. I mean, they beat Cathedral Prep already this year, so and they've just been a real powerhouse this year. The Owls had a rough night down there the other night, but no better way to get a bounce back win than here tonight at home.
Indeed. I'm hearing that there's no real dominant team in D9 this year, so it's up for grabs.
Yeah, wide open.
St. Mary's comes in 0-1 as well as the Owls. They came up short against Brookville. So both teams looking for their first league victory tonight.
Yeah, and for the Owls to get a win tonight, they have to follow the three keys of the game. So the first one is patience. St. Mary's has Coach Shuey on their side, and he has loved to run the zone. Dating back to when he was at Johnsonburg, it was all zone. When he moved to St. Mary's, it's zone. So on the offensive end, be patient, move the ball around. Best way to beat the zone, get it in, kick it out, wide open looks. As for the defensive end, be persistent. Just bear down defensively, get stops, and when you get those stops, make sure to grab the rebound. You do not want to give a team like St. Mary's second chances because they'll put you away with it. And lastly, play with some pride. Play with that Owls pride. You know, you got a home game here tonight, District 9 home opener. You get off to a quick start, you get the crowd into it real quickly.
Yes, I agree, Gavin. Good analysis. So, like I said, your Owls are coming off of a not-so-great performance in Warren. Looking to rebound tonight. And starting, let's get to the lineups, I guess, because we're going to go back to the station there for a bit. Tonight, starting for your Owls is Adam Ward, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, Talon Reese. Starting for St. Mary's, Matt Davis, A. Nadzinski, Ben Paul, Quinn Gavazzani, and Dan Schultz. So it looks like it'll be a good night, Gavin.
Yeah, we're getting set for the anthems here. You can get the starting lineups announced. It's going to be a real good night.
So we're going to take a short break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry, because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, very good national anthem by the Pep Band. Coaches are having their final meeting here with the refs, ready to introduce the players. Thank you for spending your cold winter evening with us here on WSB Sports.
As we're just going through the St. Mary's starting lineup at the moment, we already covered that, but just to go over it again, Matt Davis, Aiden Nadzinski, Ben Paul, Quinn Gavazzi, and Dan Schultz. And then again for the outs, it's going to be the normal starting five with Adam Moore, Jake Franz, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, and Talon Reese. Just looking at the matchups here, doesn't seem like we have a mismatch either way. You know, Talon and Chase are two tallest out there. No one on St. Mary's taller than them. I mean, they're the same height, but so for the Owls, if you're looking to exploit a mismatch, that's not going to happen tonight.
Yep.
But even if there was, St. Mary sits in that zone, so it's kind of hard to get a mismatch when you're playing zone defense.
And I looked through their leading scorers earlier in the game, or earlier tonight, and there's three or four guys that, you know, I'm sure they do have an actual leading scorer, but they share the ball, balanced scoring. A lot of teams will have one or two studs, we'll call them, that lead the way. They're balanced across the board.
They're what you call scoring by committee.
Okay.
Different night, different leading scorer. As they're going to gather up here, coaches are going to give each team's one last talking points, and we're going to get underway less than a minute till tip-off.
Okay, I did tell someone that I'd do a little shout-out here before the game. Samantha, you're out there in the parking lot with your dog Angel listening to the game. Here's a shout-out for you from WSB Sports. Crowd's fired up. Nice crowd on hand here at the Owl's Nest. Players take the floor. It's going to be Weinberg jumping against Schultz. Earlier tonight, your JVs won. The Bradford Owl JVs beat St. Mary's 46-33. And we're almost underway.
Little fake jump ball.
Okay, St. Mary's wins the tip. And almost an errant pass. We're set up. Owls look to be in a man-to-man defense.
St. Mary's getting it started with a dribble handoff up top. They do like to do that offensively, set some screens, dribble handoffs.
Yep, working it around the outside, trying to get it down low. They do.
So here's
and
the... looked like they got it on Talon there, but early on you're seeing that St. Mary's is putting a lot of trust into Dan Schultz underneath to take Talon Reese one-on-one. And, I mean, they're equal height, so that's... that's something to look out for because, I mean, they were looking for him that entire possession there.
Yep, and that's the first foul on Talon as well as the first team foul. So there's a penetration kick back out to the corner and a shot up and off the mark, and there is Weinberg almost getting the rebound. He got fouled by, they said number three.
There is no three out there unless they got 33.
I think they got number four. And the scorer's table is also wondering. So, anyways, your Owls' first possession of the game.
They gave it to 33, so that's Schultz. That's okay. His first.
Okay. Jake France up top of the key. St. Mary's in that two. Well,
they're actually in. It's a more of a man zone right now.
Weinberg from the foul line, off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's.
So that defense they ran on that first possession, it's a zone, but it's also a combination of man. It's just going to be switching off everything.
Okay. There's a wide open three for St. Mary's, off the mark, rebounded by Adam Ward. Adam Ward's going to bring it up across the timeline to France. France thought about a three. Adam's going to take one. He's going to nail it.
That's a great possession there. Wardy grabbed that rebound, immediately looked up to Jake France. Jake had an open three himself. He looked to take it, but then he saw Wardy was trailing wide open. He knocks it down. They did rule a two, though, so
yeah,
his foot was on the line.
He did have a foot on the line. And coming back the other way, there's a foul on Warner.
So that's his first. That's going to be the team's second. They're going to take it out on the side here.
Brendan Warner went for a steal there as St. Mary's crossed the timeline, and they got him. They're calling it pretty tight here early. St. Mary's with possession around the outside.
And checking in for St. Mary's is Lozen Nadzinski. He checked in for Dan Schultz. It looked like he took a shot to the mouth. But St. Mary's ties it up underneath there on an inside look.
Yeah, they got it down to Matt Davis, who laid it in. France with the ball. Weinberg, or Warner, to Reese in the corner. Adam Ward, top of the key. Warner's going to take a three. It's too hard. It was online.
It was online, yeah. That's a good rebound by Nadzinski, though, and so they're going to push it up. They have numbers down here. That's Matt Davis, and that's back out to Nadzinski. His three, no good, and that's a great board by Jake, and he felt like he got over the top there by number 11, Gavazzi. Jake got pushed out of bounds, threw it back in. Right to Gavazzi, lays it up. That's two more for St. Mary's.
St. Mary's takes a 4-2 lead here early on. There's a three ball from Jake France.
Book it.
So the Owls take the lead back 5-4. Three-quarter court pressure here by the Owls.
With that zone that St. Mary's is running, the Owls are going to have a lot of open three-point looks, and they're going to be able to have to knock it down.
There's a steal by Warner.
He has Wardy with him. It's a two-on-one, two-on-two.
And they slow it up.
Yep, good defense there by St. Mary's. Get back.
Same spot for France off the mark. And they're going to get, looks like, Adam Ward with a pushing foul on the rebound. It is. Adam Ward's first, the team's third. So Jake France got the same look that he had the previous time down court, just a little bit long on the three ball. Owls lead 5-4, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
And it looks like the Owls are going to run a little 1-2-2 press here, three-quarter court, but St. Mary's seems to break that with ease, and the Owls will go back into a man defense.
And Jake, a little pressure on the ball, and St. Mary's dribbles it out of bounds. Nice.
It'll be so interesting to see if the Owls go with that 1-2-2 full court, if they do off makes or just dead balls. Because, I mean, the first time they did it, St. Mary's seemed to break that with ease, but then Jake got some pressure on the outside and was able, and then that's almost a throwaway by Talon. A little miscommunication between him and Jake there. Jake was going back door. Talon thought he was staying out. Luckily, the St. Mary's player tipped it right out of bounds.
Owls are going to inbound on in front of the St. Mary's bench. 5-4, your Owls lead. 4:44 to go in the first. Reese up top sets the play. He's got Weinberg near the foul line. Jake in that same three-point. Jake drives down the lane, dishes it off to Reese.
Good take there by Talon. Jake got away with a little bit of a travel there. His back foot kind of picked up, but he found Talon. Talon with a nice lay to make it 7-4.
Nice strong move by Reese. Owls back on defense, man-to-man.
St. Mary's loves to play a slow offense here. They just love to lull you to sleep and get that open look.
And it seems to be I've referred to it, a Southern District 9 thing. In and out by three ball, Reese with a rebound.
Yeah, they got that from down the road in ECC.
Yep, the teams down south play this slow ball.
And there's Brendan Warner for three. Nice shot there from Brendan.
Yep. The Owls take a 10-4 lead. Pressure on the ball. St. Mary's breaks the timeline. Then it's a turnover. Ward for a layup, and it's in. Owls, pesky defense there, creates a turnover.
Shuey's going to call a timeout here. Coach Shuey of St. Mary's called a timeout. The Owls are up 12-4 with 3:35 left here in the first quarter.
This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the Owls Nest. Your Owls just put on a little defensive barrage that led to some offensive, Davin.
Yeah, a little quick 5-0 run there. Brendan Warner knocked down a decently long three, and then the Owls did. We wonder if they were going to go in that 1-2-2 off of makes. They did, and they were able to get a steal, and Adam Ward with an easy two-point layup to make it 12-4.
A little pressure here by the Owls. St. Mary's gets it across.
And they're going to get Warner here, and that's going to be his second.
That is Warner's second, and he was straight up there. I mean, They're going to call what they're going to call, but that's going to put Dan Schultz for St. Mary's at the line for two. And that's a second foul on Warner. Coach is looking to his bench.
And it looks like we're going to see Marcus Twilliger.
Marcus Twilliger. And
first one from Schultz is no good.
We didn't talk about this, but there's several good young players that come off the bench and really do well. Twilliger, Marasco, Armstrong.
Yep.
They do good minutes. So Marcus Twilliger in the game for your Owls. Second free throw's up and off the mark, rebounded by Weinberg.
So off it, watching those two free throws there from Schultz, if the Owls get into a foul situation later in the game, that's your guy to foul.
It is your guy. And there's Weinberg with a turnaround. Oh, comes up a little short, down by the basket. St. Mary's rebound. Owls back on the pressure. St. Mary's breaks it.
The Owls do go back into that man.
There's an open jumper from the corner for St. Mary's. It's long. Warner with the rebound. Twilliger came in for...
Yeah, well, Warner did not come out. They took Talon out.
Yep. Yep. That's interesting. So St. Mary's drives in. It's off the mark. Warner with another rebound.
Yeah, with Brendan having two fouls, I thought for sure that's who Coach Bernardi was getting there.
So Weinberg in the corner. Works it out to Twilliger. Twilliger to France. Jake into Adam Ward, wide open. Oh, a little hard off the iron.
Wardy was in kind of like what you call no man's land there in between. If you want to do a layup or jump shot,
and
he did the in between with the floater, which that is a hard shot, even if you are wide open.
There's a real nice drive by Nedzinski. Little juking and jiving in the lane, and he lays it in. So it's 12-6, your Owls lead.
So it looks like St. Mary's is in that passing off zone where they like to just, it looks like it's man, but it's really zone. As they get it into Weinberg there, a little fadeaway, and it bounced three times off the rim, no good, and Schultz grabs the board.
Worked it in nice to Weinberg, and he had a nice move, but a little off the mark.
And they go right back down to Schultz, and looked like Weinberg could have gotten a foul. That was the same type of play. Warner picked up his second on, and it's a no call. Ooh. And Jake tried to feed it into Weinberg the other end, but it goes out of bounds.
Yep.
Weinberg's calling for a sub here. He looks a little bit winded, and we're going to get Marasco in for him at the next dead ball here.
And there's Weinberg's hand on there. He's really good at that press. He's long. St. Mary's works it around for an open three. It's off the mark, and they get the rebound with Schultz down low. Good defense there on Schultz. They kick it out to 11 for a three, and that's Cavazzi.
That's now his fifth point in the game. And, you know, the three keys to the game were to be patience on offense, which the Owls are doing a really good job of, and then persistence, which defensively, yes, but just that offensive rebound there killed them, and it led to 3 points for St. Mary's.
Warner misses a three, but an offensive board by France, and then back up, and it's going to go out of bounds off of St. Mary's. And now it's going off of Bradford. The ref pointed the wrong way. So Daniel Marasco checks into the game for Chase Weinberg.
So we got Marcus Twilliger, Danny Marasco, Brendan Warner, Adam Ward, and Jake Franz as your five for the Owls out there right now. And Twilliger's coming up top in that 1-2-2 as where Chase was playing, trying to disrupt passes. And he's doing a really good job there.
There's a steal by Adam Ward. Outlet to Jake. Jake's going to go all the way and draw the foul on number four, Matt Davis.
And there's that persistence defensively. I mean, you think St. Mary's is just thinking, all right, we get the ball over and we're good. But when they get it over, that's when the Owls are really attacking. And they've caused three or four steals with that 1-2-2 press so far.
Yep. Nice steal by Ward. Outlet to Jake France, who puts the first one up and in.
We're going to see Wyatt Stark check into the game here for Brendan Warner.
Wyatt had a nice game the other night, Warren, in a limited minutes toward the end. Very strong underneath Wyatt.
Wyatt's a great bench player. I mean, my senior year, he was a freshman. I mean, he would just get after it defensively, offensively. Anything you ask him, he goes out there and does for you.
And the second one's up and good by Jake. So your Owls lead 13-9. 30 seconds left in the first quarter.
So there's that 1-2-2, and I mean, they're getting it over, but then that's when the Owls are really getting after, and there's Wardy with almost another steal.
Block by Daniel Marasco and rebound. Jake off and running again, puts up the shot, and it's in.
Great take there by Jake.
7 seconds left. Your Owls lead 16-9. And there's going to be a wide open three for St. Mary's off the mark. And the clock runs out. So the score after one is going to be your Bradford Owls 16 and the St. Mary's Dutch 9. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. That was a real nice first quarter for your Bradford Owls. They lead 16-9.
What a quarter there. I mean, we said at the start, you know, you want to get out to a quick start here, and they just did just that with Jake France leading the way for him. He had 7 points in that first quarter. And Adam Ward not too far behind with four, but let me tell you, Wardy was getting after it defensively. I mean, he's probably tipped 4 or 5 passes. He had 2 steals.
Yep.
And those 2 steals resulted in 4 Bradford points right there. So.
And that's really when they're most effective, when their defense creates their offense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that first possession for St. Mary's, they went right after Talon with Dan Schultz. And I mean, they got Talon to pick up a foul, so let's see if they get into that more, because, I mean, Schultz, he's a physical guy underneath, even though him and Talon are the same height.
I'll start with possession here in the second quarter. Down low to Reese. Corner to Jake France. Down low to, well, back out to Warner. Warner with a floater. It's in.
Nice take there from Brendan. That's going to be his 5th point of the night. He had a 3 there in the first quarter.
Pressure by the Owls.
That's Weinberg right there, disrupting passes.
Yep. St. Mary's drives in, kicks it out in the corner around the outside. Nadzinski with the ball.
Defensively for the Owls, I'd really love them to see to just cut off that lane, because they're getting St. Mary's is getting a lot of dribble drive penetrations that caused a wide open kick. And there's one right there, yep. And that's for 3, and that's good.
And yep. That was Quinn Gavizgi again. 3 ball, so your Owls lead 18-12. Jake France on a drive, and it's in. I'll tell you, Jake's creating down low tonight.
He sure is. That's going to be Jake's 9th point. But then here's that just a little breakdown defensively for the Owls, where they're giving up a penetration and a kick out, but it doesn't come back to bite them there. Jake looking to feed Wardy, and it got stolen, and now St. Mary's is going to have numbers the other way, and that's a heck of a pass down. But another missed layup, and so Talon grabs it, and he's looking up. We got a track meet going now.
Yeah, we got end-to-end action going on here, folks. And there's a no-look pass out to Adam Ward for a little jumper rebounded by St. Mary's.
Yeah, we had a track meet going there.
Yeah, we had 4 shots missed, 2 by each team there in the last 20 seconds.
And so the Owls go back into that man. They started off doing that 1-2-2 off of dead balls. They transitioned it to off of makes. And now they're doing even off of misses, because it's that effective with St. Mary's turning the ball over.
Yep. Little floater by Matt Davis.
That's a good take
there.
And
he puts it
in.
So your Owls lead 20-14, 5:51 to go in the first half.
The Owls have hit a little lull here to start the second half, both offensively and defensively. So let's see if we can get a made basket, a stop, and another made basket, and get this lead back to double digits here.
We do have the 5 starters out there again for your Owls. There's France creating again, and this time he draws the foul. He'll get back to the foul line.
Nice take there by
Jake. He found a nice lane and made it happen. The foul's on Matt Davis. That's his 2nd. The team's 1st.
So Jake's going to head to the line. He's going to shoot 2. The first one's up, and that one is good. So Jake has 10 points to start here, and we're just 5 minutes and 33 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Real nice game so far for him.
Number 11 for Jake.
22-14, your Owls lead. Pressure on the ball. Oh, almost thrown away. It's still in the backcourt.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a That's a tough call, but that's also a savvy play there by Nadzinski. He just attacked Chase's chest right there
yep.
to see if the ref could maybe get a call there, and he got one.
So that was a call in the backcourt on Chase Weinberg, his first. You know, Gavin said he wasn't the craziest foul, but it was a foul. So St. Mary's working it around the outside again. Howell's still in a man-to-man.
There's another dribble drive and kick, but good job there by Marcus Twilger on the outside. And a good
great
job on
defense.
The inside by Marcus, but there's a rebound by Dan Schultz. Puts it back up and one.
Yeah, that was a very strong rebound. And that fouls on Twilliger, his first, the team's second. So, yeah, Twilliger played great defense on the original shooter. I can't remember which one it was, but...
It was Nadzinski. Nadzinski had him beat, but with a great recovery. And Schultz now 0 for 3 at the line.
That could, like you said, that could be used later if we needed it. So, Twilliger up top, hands it off to France. France, foul line, Weinberg jumper, good.
It's a smooth-looking shot there from Chase.
Chase's first points of the game. Ooh.
Almost got a travel there. Chase knocked out of his hands, looked like he took a few steps.
There's
with
a three ball for St. Mary's off the mark. Weinberg with a rebound. Looking for an outlet. He's got Jake. Jake pulls up for a three. And it's good.
Jake's feeling it. That's point number 14 here in the first half.
Quarter and a half. Yeah, your Owls are playing great right now, folks. 27-16, they lead. 4:17 to go in the first half. There's a three ball for St. Mary's. It's short. Warner with the rebound. Outlet to Reese. Reese looking for a man. He gets to Williger. Jake France is just feeling it. He lined up another three, and that was off the mark.
It looked good. Looked good when he left his hand just a little short as St. Mary's brings it across. The Owls didn't go with the 1-2-2 there just because of a long rebound. You don't want to get caught out in transition there, so they follow back into man defense.
So they work it down low, and too hard by Schultz, rebounded by Warner. Warner brings it up to Williger in the corner. Twilliger dribble back to Warner all the way around down to the foul line. Weinberg at the foul line. Back out to Warner. France thinks about a long three.
That's a heat check.
And he kicks a give and go to Weinberg, who puts it in. Nice little give and go there.
That's twice this quarter where Jake's, you know, penetrated, and Chase's guy has crashed on him, leading Chase with a nice little mid-range jumper, and he's knocked down both of them.
St. Mary's. Drives it in. Quick hand by Twilliger there. Creates another turnover. Talon Reese is off. There was a whistle.
We got a technical foul. Looks like they're going to maybe get Schultz here.
I think so.
Oh, no. They got Nadzinski. He was the one who had the ball when it got stolen from him, so he must have said something to the refs there. I mean, the Owls had a 3-on-2, but Jakeson had the line for these technical free throws.
I didn't see anything there. Marcus Twilliger got a hand on the ball, and boom, the Owls were off and running.
I mean, so we've seen far worse tonight.
Behind the play, there was a technical, so Jake France is going to be at the line for two, and the Owls will have possession after that with a 29-16 lead. 3 minutes to go in the first half. First one's up and good.
Point number 15 for Jake.
Into the game comes Drew Schatz. For Nadzinski, who needs to cool off, I think.
The play was down on Bradford offensive end, so I wasn't quite sure what happened down there, but...
Jake France puts another one in.
So, right now, Jake France has the same amount of points as St. Mary's.
So, yep, and what a game.
And we're going to get a 30-second timeout here by St. Mary's.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. ESB 107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. 3 minutes left in the first half. Your Bradford Owls have a 15-point lead, 31-16. The Owls are going to have possession coming off of a technical foul on St. Mary's. So Talon Reese with the ball. Over to Twilliger. You've got Reese, Twilliger, Warner, Weinberg, and France on the floor for your Owls.
St. Mary's still in that switching zone type deal, but they've extended it way out to the white volleyball line.
Reese, Reese loses the handle. He lost it. I tried to gain control in the corner, but we couldn't see it. He did turn it over. So St. Mary's going to have possession. Down by 15, 2:37 to go in the first half.
So here's another penetrate and drive by St. Mary's. This time it's off that zone, though. So the Owls, you know, you get steals off that, but you're also going to have to live with one or two breakdowns a game with that where you're going to have to be scrambling it, but that's where you're persistent defensively.
Adam Ward's going to check back in, and Daniel Marasco, nice feed down low to Schultz, who lays it in. So St. Mary's with some good passing around. And there's Reese taking a three off the mark. Rebounded by Weinberg. Jake France, touch pass.
What a pass by Jake.
A scramble for a loose ball. Twilliger wide open underneath, and Jake France with a no-look pass.
Now, it wasn't the prettiest possession by the Owls, but that's a great possession. It was just straight hustle. That's what that possession was solely based on.
The Owls got
hustle.
Three chances there, a nice offensive board, and then they got a 50-50 ball. St. Mary's with a three off the mark, and then almost rebounded by Schultz, but he loses control. So here comes Adam Ward and Daniel Marasco for Jake France and Talon Reese.
Yeah, they're going to get those two a little breather here with 90 seconds left to go here in the first half as the Owls do lead 33-18.
Very nice performance tonight by your Owls so far. Adam Ward across the timeline. Over to Twilliger. Twilliger back to Ward, top of the key. Warner on a wing, drives down to the baseline and puts it up, and it's in. Strong move by Brendan Warner.
Nice take there from Boo, as they call him.
Yeah, yep.
So there's Owls, the 1-2-2. Yep. St. Mary's gets across easily, but the Owls play great defense. And, that's a toss contested three. That's
Drew Schatz. That's Drew Schatz coming off the St. Mary's bench, nailing a three. Warner for three on our end, in and out. Rebounded by Daniel Marasco. And a putback, a little hard rebound. Rebounded again by Marasco, and a foul against Marasco, number 33, Schultz. That's his second. So Daniel,
they got
Daniel Marasco.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
The same number, 33, Daniel Marasco. Okay, so Daniel was a little aggressive on getting his second rebound there. And there's...
It's a great take there by Matt Davis. He just put the ball on his hip downhill. And,
looks like it's going to be on Adam Ward, his second, and the team's fourth.
So the Owls leading here by 14 with 35 seconds to go here in the first half. You have to put a key emphasis for Wardy and Brendan and not pick up their third foul. Even if we go down and miss a shot, you don't want to pick up a foul 90 feet away from your own basket.
Indeed. And Jake France checks into the game for Marcus Twilliger. First free throw was missed by Matt Davis. Second free throw is off the mark. So St. Mary's struggling here from the free throw line in the first half.
0-for-5.
Looks like the Owls are slowing it down right now. 25 seconds left. France with the ball at half court. 14-point lead.
Yeah, Coach Bernardi's just telling them to hang out.
They'll probably play here for a last shot.
Yep, we're going to run our, in the locker room before each game, he tells them, you go over the situation, we're going to run our set at set amount of time, and it looks like they're taking it at 9 here. Here's Jake on the wing. He has three. He has two. Inside. Chase for the buzzer beater. No good. He had a good look.
They worked it around nice. and got an open shot, but it was a little too hard. So we're going to tally up some stats, and we'll be back in a few. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD. Sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest, where your Owls have a 35-21 lead here at halftime. James Patrick along with Gavin Piscatelli. Gavin, it's been a great all-around half by the Owls.
It really has been. And, you know, Jake Franz, he was the one that led them that half. 16 first-half points. St. Mary's had 21. At one point, they had both had 16.
Yep, on
but,
fire.
What really stuck out to me was the minutes off the bench from Marcus Twilliger and Danny Marasco, because those guys just get after it out there. The thing I really love about Marcus is when he puts the ball down, he's dribbling with a purpose. He's not standing up top, bouncing it between the legs. When that ball going down, he's doing it with a purpose, trying to get to the hoop.
Yep, it's great to get good minutes from those young guys. Always good for the whole program and everything going forward as well as now.
Absolutely. As for the other scores for the Owls, like we said, they had 35 in the first half. Four from Adam Ward, and Wardy had a couple of great steals up top, which led to 2 points for him and 2 points for a lot of the other guys. Like we said, Jake with 16, Brendan Warner, 7, Chase Weinberg, 4, Talon Reese, 2, Marcus Twilliger, 2, again for a grand total of 35 first-half points. And then for St. Mary's, Matt Davis had 4, Nadzinski had 2, Quinn Gavazzi led the way for them in that first half. He had 8, including 2 3-pointers. Then Dan Schultz with 4 inside. And Drew Schatz came off the bench when Nadzinski picked up the technical. And he was not afraid to shoot as he knocked down a corner 3 for his only 3, and they have 21.
So as good as that first half performance was, Gavin, the Owls can't sleep on this 14-point lead. St. Mary's, they're a good squad.
Absolutely,
so they could,
yeah,
they could cut into that lead rather quickly. The Owls got to keep their foot down. In trouble, sort of. The only two Owls with 2 fouls is Warner and Ward. So that's a good
shouldn't
thing.
Shouldn't bother them too much throughout the
and
second
Matt,
half.
Matt Davis with 2 fouls for St. Mary's. So nobody really in foul trouble at this point. Players are doing their shoot around. We got a little bit of time left here. So there's my friend Spider. Little shout out for Spider on the radio. And we'll do Samantha and Angel out in the parking lot again. Hello, Samantha and Angel in the parking lot. So we're going to take a little break. We'll come back with the second half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. A little bit of time here. We're going to get back underway. Coach has given their final instructions to the players. Your Owls lead 35-21. Great performance, as we talked about. So both ends of the floor, the Owls are doing great.
Absolutely. Just can't take your foot off the gas, though, here in the second. As you know, you have that 14-point lead, and you just want to protect that, and you don't want to get complacent with it. You don't want to go, you know, like, you don't. It's not like in football where you go into the prevent defense.
Yep.
It's keep it going, but just don't take any unnecessary risks.
Yep. And you know, I'm sure the St. Mary's coaching staff, well, it's both coaching staffs have made adjustments at halftime.
Absolutely.
St. Mary's is going to start with the ball here in the second half, down by 14.
So Nadzinski is back in the game after picking up that technical halfway through the second quarter. Along with him out there is Ben Paul, Dan Schultz, Quinn Gazzani, and Matt Davis. So it's the original starting five for both teams out there as Wardy, Jake Franz, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, and Talon Reese are also out there for the
end. There's a drive by Nadzinski. It goes off the mark, and the Owls are going to get the loose ball out of bounds. Nice drive there by Nadzinski, but he's a little too hard off the glass. So here comes your Owls again.
So Town's going to bring it across the timeline. Very surprised that Dan Schultz was not called for in the back foul there. But there's Jake Franz trying to get it started in the second half with a three. That's no good. And St. Mary's is pushing it the other way.
Out for a three. It's off the mark. Rebounded by the shooter. Back out for an possible another three. He drives. So St. Mary's with the ball into the corner. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Reese. Long outlet to France. France goes in strong, lays it in. Very nice outlet pass by Reese to France.
And a great rebound by Tom. That was a tough rebound, and then to be able to look up and find Jake sprinting out. Great job. He's got that quarterback vision, I guess.
Yeah. Yep, that's what he does in the fall. St. Mary's working it around. Tough defense by your Owls, man-to-man, but they're getting two guys when they can. Pressure on the ball. Which leaves a guy wide open for a three that didn't take it. Down low, too hard off the glass. Offensive board put back by Ben Paul. His first 2 points of the night.
That was a tough put back there by Paul. As Jake coming across quickly inside. Nice block there.
Blocked by...
That was Paul.
That was Paul. And on the other end, a lay-in by Davis.
That was a quick little 4-0 run there for St. Mary's.
Yep.
So the Owls got to be careful. Yeah, I mean, you're still up by 12, but you don't want that 4-0 run to spike into a 10-0 run or a 12-2 run.
I'm sure St. Mary's is trying just to get it, first of all, to single digits. So Owls with a 12-point lead. Ball just went out of bounds off of St. Mary's. Yep. Owls are going to inbound under their own basket.
I'm sure that's one of the things Coach Shuey talked about in halftime is, hey, if we can get it, if we could tie this game in the third quarter, that's great. But if not, let's get it into striking distance for that fourth.
Strong inbound pass to Weinberg, who puts it in.
So back across.
Back up to a 14-point lead for your Owls.
And there's that 1-2-2. And the Owls are actually running it in the half court here as Warner and Weinberg were extending there, and it causes them... Fourth shot there.
Long three ball. Adam Ward comes away with a rebound. To France.
He thought about that one.
He did. Adam's usually good for a three per game anyways. So down low to Reese. Nice pass. Reese is going up strong.
That's a good take by Talon.
That's good defense there by Dan Schultz. Missed shot. Rebounded by Schultz.
Nine times out of ten, though, if Talon went up with his left rather than his right, he'd either make that or he'd get a foul called.
There's a three ball. It was short. Good hands by Reese. Looks like it's going to be a jump ball.
And it will be Owls possession.
Owls possession coming out of the jump ball. So your Owls lead 39-25, 14-point lead, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Still your original five starters.
And Drew Schatz is going to come in here for Nadzinski for the... For the Dutchman here.
No fouls here in the third quarter, so we're really in no foul trouble anybody. France cross the timeline.
This is where I think the Owls are just going to slow it down. It's not killing time. It's working for one of the three P's of the game here, patience. When you have the ball offensively, you're always looking to score. You're not looking to kill time, but you're going to go about it slowly. And we're going to get a foul here on Brendan. That's going to be his third.
Warner picks up his third. Ball was stolen by Gavazzi. And then really Brendan just jumped in front of him, got run over. So St. Mary's with possession, down by 14. Pressure on the ball. Long pass.
I like how the Owls have kept on using that 1-2-2. Like we said, it started off a dead ball. It started, then went to makes, went to misses. Now they're just doing it in half court, which is working pretty effectively, but the St. Mary's gets two right there.
Yeah, they found an open Gavazzi, and there's a block. Blocked by Schultz. And St. Mary's comes back. They could cut it to 10 right here.
And that's a possession down there. I'm sure Coach Bernardi's not too pleased with a quick shot in transition with a 12-point lead. That's where you just pull it out and run a set.
Adam Ward, pressure on the ball. St. Mary's working around, looking for the open man. There's Drew Schatz out there now. He did a give and go, and he throws it away.
Good D there by Talon.
Reese comes away with it. Reese tries to drive, kicks it out to Warner. Warner to France for an open long three, and he nails it.
That's a deep one from Jake.
Jake France, that's a 3.5-point shot.
That gives him 21.5. No, I'm just kidding, 21 points.
And there's a shot, quick shot by St. Mary's off the mark. France with a rebound, and he's off and running. And, a nice block there by St. Mary's by Schultz. So France got around the defense and laid it up, but Schultz went up and got it off the glass. Do we have an injury, Gavin?
No, we got a 30-second timeout.
Okay, we're going to stay here for this one. So Owls have kept their intensity going. They've extended the lead, actually, by a point. They're up to a 15-point lead. Who took? Did Coach Bernardi take that one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Off that block, the ball came out, and Talon jumped on it. St. Mary's guy was coming over. He was on the ground, so Coach Bernardi wanted to get a timeout here to reset and get a good possession out of it.
Okay. So the good performance has continued coming out here in the third quarter. France stays hot. He's got 5 points here in the third.
It's going to be sideline out of bounds. Down kind of on the sideline near the corner, but now they're moving them up higher towards the scorer's table.
Yep, it'll be right here near the scorer's table. So Owls basketball up by 15.
They get in immediately. They're wasting no time because St. Mary's fell asleep defensively, and Talon's going to knock down a three.
Reese.
That is a coach's worst nightmare there when you come out of a timeout and you don't have any idea what's going on defensively.
There's a three off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward. He's off and running.
It's a 3-on-2 here. He's got Jake in the corner. Jake has his hand up looking for it.
He slowed it down, and the pass gets tipped out by St. Mary's. So, yeah, like you said, St. Mary's went to sleep there for a second. Reese is standing there. I don't know if he wanted to, but he had to. Nails a three.
That was a great job there by Adam. You know, like we said, he had Jake across the court. But if you whip that across, 90% of the time, that's a steal. So Adam decided to pull it out and work for a good one. But that's a missed jump, and it's a 2-on-1 for St. Mary's. Nice pass down there. But a miss by Dan Schultz. Schultz with a wide open left-handed layup, and he just missed it. And a great pass by Weinberg to Franz. And that one's off the mark, but Chase gets the rebound. Nice move underneath, and two for Chase.
Strong move by Weinberg.
That's 8 for Chase now.
I think they gave the points to the wrong team. They're going to go ahead. They're talking about it at the table. There's a 3 by St. Mary's. And we're going to keep action going here. The scorer's table's figuring out. And there's a foul on. The official didn't come over.
They got the score figured out.
Yeah. There's Marcus Twilliger, and here comes Nasir Armstrong into the game for Warner. 1:43 to go in the third quarter. The score right now is it says 47-27. I don't believe we're up by 20, but we are? Okay.
Oh, almost a good block underneath there by Jake, but I think he may have gotten him on the head.
So that's a foul on Jake France, his first. I think what I thought was a foul last time was a jump ball with possession going to St. Mary's because the arrow's back to us.
So at the line.
I was caught up in the scoreboard, which I thought was wrong, folks.
So at the line for St. Mary's is Quinn Gavazzi, and he missed the first. So that makes St. Mary's 0-6 at the line tonight.
That's a nightmare for the coaches. You got to take those gimmies and get a good percentage.
There it is. There's the first one.
So a 19-point lead for your Owls. 1:32 to go in the third quarter. Reese with the ball. Kicks it to France for three, and he grains another three.
He's feeling it.
Jake France has just been on fire all night.
24 for Jake.
And there's 50 points for your Owls. Nice move there by Davis, but he misses the shot. And there is a...
They called Marcus had the ball when he was out of bounds.
Okay, Marcus got the rebound, but his foot was on the line. So St. Mary's maintains possession, down by 22.
Good defense there from Marcus. Just forcing a tough shot.
Errant shot and a nice board there by Schultz. And a put back in.
Plus the foul. So Schultz is going to go to the line and shoot one to complete the end one. But
fouls on Warner. That's his fourth. So Brendan's going to have to come out of the game. He's not even in the game.
They called it on...
Number two. Okay. They changed it to Denzier Armstrong. Now, Warner has three fouls. Sorry, folks. He's had two, but it was really just two.
Schultz completes the and one, so it's 50-31. A shot by the Owls down the other way, rebounded by number 11, Quinn Gavazzi. And there's shots going in, and no good off of Dan Schultz. It's going to be Bradford ball with 44.6 seconds left here in the third with a 19-point lead.
Great performance by your Owls tonight. At home, their first D9 home opener.
And now I truly think Coach John Bernardi is going to take this all the way down for one last shot.
Well,
it looks like that's what we're doing here.
It's not like them, but they got possession with about 35 seconds or maybe even a little more. They're going to take it down. The last shot here guarantees them a nice lead at halftime. There's France, or Reese, sorry, Reese puts it up and in, just as I say that. So St. Mary's has 10 seconds coming back the other way.
Yeah, I truly think they were holding for one, but then the St. Mary's defense fell asleep, and Reese said, all right, I see a wide open lane. I'm going to take this.
Long three block. They call a foul on Armstrong. St. Mary's is going to have three shots with no time on the clock here. Three foul shots for Gavazzi.
I don't see where the foul was on that one.
I didn't either. It was way out here.
I don't see. It looked like a completely clean block to me.
It was almost as far out as the logo. The real wrong place to foul somebody. But three shots here for Gavazzi. First one's up and in.
I just truly don't think that's a foul. I mean, I think Nazir got all ball on that one. So the first one's up and good. The second one is up and good. Let's see if he can complete all three here as the Owls do still lead by 19. And the third and final one is no good, and that'll take us to the fourth quarter.
Okay. With the score, your Bradford Owls 52, St. Mary's Dutch 33. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Oh. Welcome back. I fell asleep there for a second. A little bit of a nap. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest with Gavin Piscatelli. Gavin, the Owls stretched their lead from 14 out to 19 in that third period.
It was just getting after it offensively and defensively. You know, not forcing anything, but taking the open shots, you know. That inbounds play. Talon inbounded it. He stepped right back in. No one's guarding him. He can't pass up a wide-open three-pointer.
No, he can't. The Owls are going to have possession here to start the fourth quarter.
Looks
second
Reese, handoff to Warner. It's is it the original five? Yes, it is the original five starters. Beautiful pass. Down low to Chase. Misses a shot. Gets his own board. Puts it in.
Chase was just trying to stat pad there. He wanted a rebound.
Yeah, he needed to get another board. And that's up to a 21-point lead. There's a steal by Warner. Nice hands by Warner. He had Adam Ward underneath but didn't see him.
Uh-oh.
Jake France going to take a three. That's a dagger.
Uh-oh.
Jake France feeling it. Approaching 30 points.
27 to be exact. And it's fifth three of the game.
57-33. Your Owls lead. 7 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the game. And there's a foul on Chase Weinberg. That'll be his second, the team's second. I think they might have got it up there as the team's first that quickly. It is probably the team's first. So St. Mary's going to inbound under their basket. Owls in a man-to-man still. No. Yes, man-to-man.
It's a little switching man-to-man here.
Yeah.
You don't want to get hung up on screen, so you just switch them. Inside to Schultz.
There's a steal. Good hands. Quick hands by Reese to get his hands in there and take it away. Out to Weinberg. Weinberg to Adam Ward. Little mid-range. He thought about that. It was just that spot again,
yep,
Gavin.
Yep.
You're
in no man's lane. You don't know if you should do a layup or a floater. And that one's a for sure layup for Wardy.
Adam Ward got underneath. Great passing by your Owls. Adam was wide open. Yeah, Adam was about 7 feet away. Do I bank it? What do I do with it? And he just pulled it down.
And it's a smart play by Adam. You know, you don't want to. That's a tough shot. Pull it out. Look for a good one.
And there's
a
miss
one
by St. Mary's. Rebounded by Weinberg. France on the other end. Down to Ward. Oh. A little bit of a
low pass there from Wardy.
Pass.
He knew it as soon as he let go of it.
Ward passed it right down by the ankles of Reese, who couldn't handle it. So St. Mary's possession, 6:18 to go. The Owls up, 59-33.
Yeah, Wardy knew it immediately as his left his hands. That wasn't going to make his way to Talon, but you got a 26-point lead. You can live with a pass like that.
Indeed. And here comes Wyatt Stark going to come in the game for the Owls.
That was dribbled off the foot of a St. Mary's player out of bounds.
Wyatt's coming in to give Reese a breather.
With a 26-point lead, we don't know if that's the last we'll see Talon tonight, but if it is, what a great game by him, both offensively and defensively. If he does finish the game, it's going to be 7 points.
Really, I'll tell you, it's a great game by all the starters.
Oh, absolutely.
Around, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, Jake has 27. Wardy has 6. Brendan has 7. Chase has 10.
Great game.
And then Talon also has 7. So we're going to get the train going up here at the foul line. They're going to leak Brendan out for a 3. He thought he had it. But here's Jake for point number 30.
Oh, off the mark. Weinberg with a board and put back. Strong rebound by Weinberg, and he's going to put it back in.
That was a heck of an out-of-bounds play design. You think the ball's going to Brendan, and then Jake sneaks back in for a corner
three. So the Owls are actually only 2 points here from the mercy rule. I believe it starts at 30 in the second half. They have a 28-point lead. And there's a quick hand, but about
a steal.
Yep. Nice ball movement. St. Mary's can't find the bottom of the basket.
Now that is some great defense
underneath
by Wyatt Stark.
Weinberg with another rebound.
What a pass by Jake Franz.
And it's not going to count.
No.
Not going to count.
One ref was ready to count it.
So Warner got fouled while he was shooting. But the shot goes up and goes off the cord that actually holds the basket up or picks it up. And it went in. But he's going to have 2 shots. Warner's going to be at the line for 2. Number 2, Drew Schatz, his first foul.
So
Reese and Daniel Marasco coming into the game here at after the first free throw here. First one's up and good by Brendan Warner.
Count it.
Indeed, a tribute to our old friend Tom Bowes. Count it.
Here's the second one. Count it. So Brendan hits both of them. It's a 30-point lead.
It is a 30-point lead. I would expect, I'm not that, we had it last game, unfortunately, on the other end. How often does that happen? Get beat by over 30 and then win by over 30.
So that's a good bounce back win. Oh, heck of a pass there for a three-pointer. That's
There's a three ball by Drew Schatz, his second three ball of the game.
That was a heck of a pass there from Gavazzi.
And there's a crazy shot by France. He drove in there and put up a spinorama, and St. Mary's comes away with it.
St. Mary's pulls it out, and here's a three-pointer for Gavazzi off the rim, no good. And grabbed
nice.
By Starkey. Good job out
nice
there.
Nice hustle
corner.
By Wyatt Stark to get the board. Downloaded Marasco.
Oh, what a block by Schultz.
There's a block by Schultz. Marasco had a wide open layup, but Schultz was coming off up behind him. St. Mary's with the ball in the corner. Owls lead by 27. And
that's
there's
gonna be a
charge.
Jake took that one right in the chest. What a take there by
nice
Jake.
Nice take by Jake France. Matt Davis called for the charge. That's his third foul. Here comes Adam Ward and Marcus Twilliger for Warner and France.
I'm guessing that's going to be it for
that
Jake.
That looks like it's it. Big smile on Jake's face. Big ovation by the crowd.
What a game from Jake. If he doesn't come back in, it's going to finish with 27 points.
So 3:40 to go here. And there's a drive by Reese and an errant shot. Rebounded by Schultz for St. Mary's. Nice pass down low to, Drew Schatz. Schatz has the last 5 points.
An 8 on the game for Schatz, and he came off the bench. His first minutes were halfway through the second. So Carter Cawley's going to come to the table and check in next dead ball.
Yeah, I think the Owls are going to, we got two starters out there still, and I think they'll just turn it over to the reserves here.
Good Reese there by Talon.
Reese with it gets his own rebound and puts it back in.
So it's going to be 65-38 here with just under 3 to go.
There's a three ball for St. Mary's off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. And a kicked ball.
And it looks like St. Mary's is emptying the bench, too.
Yeah, St. Mary's going to empty the bench.
They're one short of a hockey line shift here. So the only one staying out there is Drew Schatz. And so Talon is coming out for
here
Carter checked
Reese.
In for Talon.
Yep, Carter Cawley in the game now. So your Owls have Stark, Ward, Maresco, Cawley, and Twilliger out there right now to finish this thing up. And there's Maresco with the quick hands, and there's a takeaway by Stark.
Here comes Marcus the other way.
Twilliger. Maresco, nice move. Kicks it out. Twilliger, foul line jumper. Oh, it looked good, but it didn't.
Really good.
A little hard off the back iron. Rebounded by St. Mary's. 1:57 to go in the game. Your Owls lead 65-38. Little Euro step they gave him there. And there's a nice shot by Schatz again.
Schatz is into double figures now with 10.
Yeah. Schatz coming off the bench strong from St. Mary's. There's Cawley. Oh, Cawley got Daniel Maresco puts it up, gets blocked again by 24 Lowe's Nadzicki. Must be the brother of St. Mary's. There's a three ball.
Good board there by
three ball
Danny.
By Tyson Beimel. It was off the mark.
So let's see what Coach Bernardi does here. If you just pull it out or you give these guys a chance to play. And it looks like he's going to give
Come
these
on,
guys
Starkey.
A chance to play. And there's
there
Starkey.
Go. Wyatt Stark with two. Jumper from the foul line. Very good.
Nice shot there from Wyatt.
Like to see the reserves get on the board.
That's a nice looking jumper from Wyatt.
50 seconds to go in the game. Your Owls with a 27-point lead. 67-40. Really nice performance tonight by your Bradford Owls. And there's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Daniel Maresco. Out to Twilliger to Cawley. Let's get Cawley on the board. Oh,
yeah,
and he's fouled. He's going to get two shots. Looks like Nasir Armstrong is going to check in, and I would say probably for Adam Ward.
If I had to guess, it'd be Wardy, yep.
So Cawley's going to be here at the foul line. I hope we can get him on the scoreboard. First one's up. Oh. And off the mark.
Look good.
And there goes Adam for the game. Nice all-around game for Adam. Just a great performance. We'll talk about it in the post game. Here comes a second free throw for Cawley. It's up. It's short. Colley gets his own rebound. He takes it. He's going to put it up. Oh, a little long that time. Okay, St. Mary's comes away with it. Here's that shot. Oh, and an errant pass by St. Mary's. Clock is still running. It did hit the mercy rule. Looks like it's going to run
That's
out here before
be
your Owls get a shot off. So the final score tonight is your Bradford Owls 67, the St. Mary's Dutch 40. We'll tally up some stats, and we'll be back in a little bit. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
It started with the original care package, helping survivors in the aftermath of World War II. And for almost 80 years, CARE has been delivering hope around the world in the form of supplies to those in crisis, combating climate change, and generating solutions to the world's biggest problems. Our story for a better world is only starting. Join us to secure a better future for her at care.org.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their health care providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick along with Gavin Piscatelli, where your final score was the Bradford Owls 67, the St. Mary's Dutch 40. So the Owls moved to 1-1 in league play. Gavin, great overall performance by the Owls.
Absolutely. I mean, the starters came in, played a heck of a game. The reserves came in, played a heck of a game. If you look up the definition of a team win, that's what it is right there.
Yeah, indeed. Nice to see across the board. The Owls build a 14-point lead at halftime, extended it out. They actually got it to 30 points. So whereas the last game against Warren, the mercy rule was against the Owls, this time the mercy rule was for the Owls.
Absolutely. And so we're going to get into some leading score through the stats here. So we're going to start with St. Mary's. Matt Davis had 6. Aiden Nadzinski had 2. Ben Paul with 2. Their leading scorer with 13 was Quinn Gavazzi. Dan Schultz pitched in 7. And then I was really impressed with Drew Schatz off the bench. Didn't come in until halfway through the second quarter, and he put 10 points in. So yeah,
yes, he did. He's a heck of a sixth man, we'll call him.
Yeah, and so, you know, St. Mary's, not a bad-looking team. You know, just tonight wasn't their night. The Owls just made it miserable for them offensively and defensively. So nothing to hang your head about. And, you know, maybe next game they'll beat someone by 30.
Yep.
Owls got beat by 30. They win by 30, so you never know. And then for the Owls, 6 for Adam Ward, 9 for Brendan Warner, 12 for Chase Weinberg, 9 for Talon Reese, 2 for Marcus Twilliger, and then Wyatt Stark came in at the end, knocked down a 2-pointer. And then, of course, Jake Franz leading the way with 27 points.
27 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers. I believe perfect from the line. Real great overall performance. Really, I said by everybody, certainly Jake with 27.
Yeah, you know, if he knew he was sitting at 27 when he had that wide open 3 in the corner, I'm sure he would have put a little more attention onto that
one
for 30.
As the starters came out, a big smile on their faces,
Yeah,
which didn't happen the other night in Warren, so it's good to see. They can build off this. They're headed to Oil City, I believe, Tuesday night. Our next broadcast will be Wednesday night from Kane, and we'll be on the air around 7:15 or so. So, thank you, Gavin.
Thank
it was good,
you.
Good,
yeah.
good to have you along
yeah,
for tonight. I think we had a great time here. Thank you, folks, for listening in. So, once again, your final score, the Bradford Owls 67, the Kane, or sorry, St. Mary's Dutch 40. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.